Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. Thanks so much again for joining us today on the Drivecast. This past Sunday, we were continuing on in the series we started last week called Ordinary People. And we were in the book of 2 Kings, which is, I'm sure, a book in your Bible that's littered with notes and underlines and highlights. And we were looking at this really incredible story where the city in Samaria has been under siege from the Syrians, and the Syrians are just, they're really putting a stranglehold on Samaria, and famine has set in, and it is really a dire situation in Samaria, so much so that as the food increasingly grows limited, the financial sort of requirements to have any food are just about impossible. It tells us in the text that some dove dung, so some bird poop, is being sold for 5 shekels for just under a half an ounce, which is just crazy to think about it. And yet we get this prophecy, this promise from God given to us through the prophet Elisha that says, hey, in 24 hours, after there's been, weeks and weeks and maybe even months of this siege from Syria, there has just been no hope. That's looking incredibly bleak. And Elisha says, this is the word of the Lord. And he essentially says, look, within 24 hours, you're going to be able to buy a seah of fine flour for a shekel. And a seah, it's like 273 ounces. It's like 7.5 liters. So just the comparison there, you go half an ounce, less than half an ounce for 5 shekels to 273 ounces, a little bit over, for a single shekel. And so clearly the siege is going to end. Samaria is going to be liberated. And there's going to be salvation in a sense, right? And again, you have to sort of, as you're reading this, assume, if you've read 2 Kings, you'll see much of the first half of the book is about Elisha and the wonderful things that God does through Elisha, including the raising of a child from the dead, parting the Jordan River, healing Naaman, the Syrian general from leprosy. I mean, just incredible things. And you would think, okay, well, if this is going to happen, this incredible wonder from God, you would think it would happen through the man God has been using throughout this book. You would think it would happen from a prophet of God. And yet, after this promise, literally the next sentence you read, the next verse is, and there were 4 men who were lepers standing at the gate. And so it's just such a shift of like, okay, here's a promise, an extraordinary promise that seems impossible. And then we are introduced to 4 lepers who are essentially dead man walking. I mean, outcasts, we talked a lot about that in the Label series somewhat recently. And what we see is these lepers, they're, we're going to die if we go into the city. We're going to die here if we stand and wait. So let's go ahead and head over to the Syrian camp. They'll probably kill us, but maybe they won't. It's the best possible option for life. And so they head over to the camp. They see that it's empty. They go crazy a little bit, plunder the goods. And, they get overwhelmed in a sense. And they're like, wait a second, we should tell someone about this. Otherwise, there's going to be judgment for us. And so these unlikely figures, these unlikely people, become the messengers that the city is saved. No one else knew. God didn't choose to show up before the king of Israel and say, hey, look, the Syrians are gone. They fled because I made this sound. I caused them to hear the sound of a charging army and they fled. God didn't, show up personally to say that. Instead, he uses these lowly, outcast, downtrodden individuals to deliver to the city the greatest news of salvation they would have ever heard. And isn't that a parallel to the responsibility and the privilege that God has given us to be messengers of the gospel? The greatest news that the world has ever and will ever hear is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and through faith in him, we receive forgiveness of our sins and a new life to live. That is the best news ever. And yet, God has chosen not to show up individually to every single person himself to deliver this message. Rather, he has said to us, you are the primary messengers of this life-changing, eternity-shaping message. And to me, that was just a real encouragement and a motivation to say, you know, I'm for any of us who feel like you need to have a title in order to share the gospel or to be a part of God's activity, that you need to have some specific, you know, training. While titles and training can be helpful, if you have personally experienced the new life Christ has given you, you have a personal experience to share. And the Bible is pretty clear to say, hey, your job, part of your responsibility as a Christian is to go and be a messenger of this good news. And so that's one of the things I really pulled out of the text from this Sunday that I thought was really helpful and encouraging, that God would use broken, sinful people like us to deliver to the world the greatest news. And so as you go into the rest of your day, I just want to encourage us to spend a little bit of time praying, you know, toward helping us see how we can be effective messengers. And that may be literally sitting down and sharing the gospel with someone, but it also may be being a part of the process to share the gospel. And being a part of the process could look like, you know, signing up to serve on a life team for the first time. It could look like maybe stepping into a position of leadership on a life team for the first time. So, you know, you can either directly be a part of sharing the gospel or you can be a part of the process. And I would encourage you to do one of those two things, but it requires discernment and wisdom from the Lord to know what it is that we should do. But like the lepers, I pray that we will just choose the best option for life. So let's pray. And I'll pray for us first. Once again, I want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. And then I want to give you some time to pray as well. Father, thanks for your word, that it guides us, that it shows us how we should live the new lives that you've given us through Christ. I pray that you would make us effective messengers of the greatest news the world has and will ever hear, that there's new life found in Christ. Father, I ask that you would give us clarity. Maybe there's someone in our life right now that we can share that good news with. Maybe we need to take a step to be a part of the process to share the good news in the context of a Sunday morning. And so would you give us clarity there? Would you give us boldness and confidence in how we should step in and step up to the call that you've given us in response to the new life you've offered us in Christ? Father, we love you, and we praise you, and we come to you in Jesus' name. Amen.